Sound, sound, sound is all around you. Sound, sound, sound is all around you.
Welcome to Song Spotters, Music Discovery Podcast, your spotlight in the ever-churning world of new music. I'm your host, Justin Tyler, and on this episode, I'm shining my light on New Orleans' own Kirstie Blanton. Now, Blanton is set to throw a brick through the man's corner office with her empowered feminist lyrics. Her new album, entitled So Ferocious, pretty much sums it up. But don't let the focus on revolutionizing societal structure make you assume the music has to suffer for the message. Kirstie Blanton makes fun music. It makes you laugh, it makes you dance. Sure, it also makes you say, screw you, world, but so do so many other real greats. Blanton taught herself to play guitar when she was a teen through the music of Annie DeFranco and Joan Osborne. When she was 16, she left her home in Virginia and went nomadic for a few years before settling down in New Orleans. And that city has clearly influenced her music. Or maybe, I don't know, she fell in love with the city because it already matched her eclectic artistic view. Or maybe it's a mixture of the two. One way or the other, her music absolutely drips with that New Orleans mix-and-match-and-shuffle approach to life and art. As she herself says, I love songs, but I hate genres. I think making music is like making love. If you only know one way to do it, you must not be very good at it. And so you get swing and cabaret, modern singer-songwriter, and jazz. She's ferocious enough to throw whatever influence she wants into that musical gumbo. Of her ability to mix heavy message with amazing music, songwriter Peter Mulvey says, quote, Kirstie's lyrics are like an iron fist in the velvet glove of her voice, unquote. The song we're spotlighting on this episode is Vim and Vigor. It's an instantly catchy tune that perfectly showcases what I'm talking about. There's this great video for the song that makes the whole experience even better. It's Kirstie being catered to by an endless stream of scantily clad men. She wrote this really outstanding blog post about the video and the making of the video and the difficulty they actually had on set of really embracing the idea of men as nothing but sex objects and she instead as the object of their desire. It's such a flip on the societal script that they actually had a real hard time keeping the focus on that switch in place, which I think was a really interesting thing to me. From that blog post she wrote, she says, quote, I want male viewers to feel like they're being sized up physically and may not measure up. I want them to wonder, am I thin enough, strong enough, handsome enough, do I have a big enough dick? I want them to feel that tremble in the pit of their stomachs and to wonder whether they're worthy of a woman's attention. I want them to think they might be dismissed, ignored, or humiliated simply because of the shape of their physical form. It's not that I'm a sadist, though. It's all in the interest of creating empathy. I want you to feel this way, gentlemen, and I want you to recognize that this is what it feels like to walk through the world of a woman every fucking day. Unquote. The video is a must-watch for the song, and the article she wrote about it really is well-written and insightful. I've included both on this episode's posting at songspotters.com, and it's really well worth your time to go over there. But this is a podcast. I can neither show you the print nor play you the video, so we'll settle on playing the song. Kirstie was kind enough to say that we could listen to the whole song on this podcast, so here is Vim and Vigor in its entirety from Kirstie Blanton's new album, So Ferocious.
I know I got a dirty mind. It's in the gutter all the time. I don't believe it is a crime. I consider it a service. This ain't 1954. It ain't a man's world anymore. So what you wanna take me for? Do I make you nervous? I rolled up about Vim and Vigor, chomping at the bit with my finger on the trigger, pitching the tip. Blue streak like a drunken taxi. Don't give a fuck if you find it foxy. I do what I like to, cause I got moxie. And you don't scare me. No, you don't scare me. I know I got a lot of nerve. I ought to get what I deserve. A half a dozen men to save me. Stands the reason. A couple of them feed me sweets, a couple more to rub my feet, one or two between my sheets. If I find it pleasing, I'll roll up, popping and liver, chopping it a bit with my finger on the trigger, pinching it, all up, sticking in a guy. Like, baby, do you dare me? A cousin who stick like a Duncan Foxy. Don't give a fuck if you find me foxy. I do what I want to, cause I got Moxy. And you don't scare me, no. You don't scare me. Lots of good loving all day. You wake up every morning just hating on me. Well, ain't it easy to see who it feels better to be?
Absolutely go out and check out the rest of the album. Every song on this thing is instantly lovable and sing-alongable. We'll make that a word, sure. And it's just great, first to last song. Of the album's theme, Blanton says, it's, quote, about pleasure and play, and also the feeling of liberation from expectation, being who you are, doing what brings you pleasure, and not being held back by people's expectations or requirements of you, unquote. If you dig what Carcy Blanton is doing, be sure to spread the word. She says on her website that she feels music is more important than money. So she makes all of her music available for any price that you want to pay via a Creative Commons license. And I really love that attitude. But I also really want her to be able to keep making music. So give her some support, either through social media or financially if you're able to. If you love this, make sure she can keep doing it. And maybe, if you're still feeling generous, send some love our way, too. iTunes reviews help new listeners find the show. Conversational tweets and Facebook comments help create a dialogue. And accosting random strangers on the street to tell them about my show is really, really sweet, but probably a bad idea. Don't do that. But the first two? Please do those. For the Song Spotters Music Discovery Podcast, I'm Justin Tyler, helping you spot your next favorite artist.